Now, at the start, the pesticides were simply applied as powders. When Agent Orange was being used, that's the deal. These days, things have changed. Typically, the material is put in solution. It's mixed with a surfactant to improve droplet formation and dispersal. And typically, it's at high concentration, which will mean they use a very low volume of spray or an ultra low volume of spray if it's a very high concentration. So the spray issues then are about spray drift from your target to where it actually impacts on the environment. So in this case here, the guy's doing it properly. He's got a fully enclosed sort of tractor spraying at either side. He's got protective gear on the inside. Inadvertent spray drift is quite an issue. So the guy that looks after sports and exercise science here, Glenn Deacon, when he first started at the uni, he couldn't talk really for the first 2 months that he was here. And then after 6 months, you were getting, like, I don't know how he managed to lecture in the first semester, but he could just barely talk at all for the first 6 months. What had happened was he's a triathlete, and so he came from Canberra. He's working with the high-end sort of athletes down there. And he was on a training ride one day down a long field, and a guy came in and sprayed the field. And what he didn't notice was behind the trees there was this group of cyclists travelling along. It was a very long field, it was many, many kilometres. And the first pass he didn't get them, but the second pass he got them big time. So he fully sprayed these guys, and they just, obviously, they completely couldn't get out of it. His mate didn't end up in a huge amount of trouble with it, but Glenn ended up in hospital a day later. And the doctors finally figured out it had been due to the spray. And what had happened was that the spray itself wasn't particularly bad. I forget which one it was, but it was nothing particularly bad. It was a combination of the spray with the surfactant. It clearly damaged his entire throat membranes and his lungs as well, and had taken out his voice box. And so it took him like about a year before his voice was, you know, decently audible again. So surfactants, the fibres in his voice box just weren't functioning correctly because the membranes had been damaged by the spray. And often it's the concoctions that are the key. So you can look at the LD50 value for the chemical and go, well, it's not that bad. But the fact that he was breathing in an aerosol mist that involved a surfactant, and surfactants are designed to change the properties of droplets and change membrane characteristics, can mean they're quite nasty. Quite a lot of these sprays they're putting down in to kill like marijuana crops, to kill opium crops and things like that, they'll spray them over entire regional areas. They don't really care who's sitting down on the ground underneath. And the rationale for doing it is that the pesticide that they're using, the herbicide or whatever, is not particularly toxic. But then they're often finding that the surfactant that they've actually put with the spray that's been a problem, and all the people are getting sick on the ground underneath. So there's still a lot of Agent Orange stuff going on in Central America at the moment.